SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Repairs to Golding Avenue sidewalk to be completed next week. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Welcome and do stay with us.
The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JASIF, is now located on the ground floor, Dorchester Building, 11 Oxford Road, Kingston 5. Please note that the entrance to our office is on Norwood Avenue. Our telephone number remains the same. Call us at 968-4545. Remember, JASIF is now located at 11 Oxford Road, Kingston 5, entrance on Norwood Avenue. JASIF, investing for community development.
Wheelchair users and pedestrians will soon find it safer and easier to traverse the Golding Avenue walkway in Pepin. Repairs are underway on the 700-meter-long stretch under the government's $10.4 million sideway rehabilitation project. The work, which falls under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP, is expected to be completed by next week. State Minister for Transport, Works and Housing Richard Azen and officers of the National Works Agency, NWA, toured the area on Monday to get a first-hand view of the progress of works. Speaking with journalists following the tour, Mr. Azen said the government is especially mindful of the difficulties persons with disabilities encounter in maneuvering the sidewalk, which was previously in a deplorable state. Mr. Azen says following talks with technical officers of the NWA, the ministry is sourcing funds to undertake additional work to make the road even safer for these users. This will see the widening of sections of the sidewalk and the installation of rails. The state minister has made an appeal for operators of stalls along the stretch to not impede the users of the sidewalk. Member of Parliament for Eastern St. Andrew Andre Hilton, who was also on the tour, welcomed the intervention.
I'm very happy that NWA has responded. KSAC, through the local government, has also responded to ensure that from Shoshire Village onto Papine has properly constructed sidewalks where persons with wheelchairs can traverse safely, because we owe that to them.
The beach full of dead fish. What caused this?
It was an awful smell. We couldn't breathe. Who is responsible?
For harmful pollution incidents impacting the environment, the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, investigates to identify the cause, holds the perpetrators accountable, and monitors the cleanup to restore the environment. NEPA, managing and protecting Jamaica's land, wood, and water. A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
Under Vision 2030, Jamaica will have modernized law enforcement agencies to reduce corruption and increase the efficiency and effectiveness within the security forces. For more information, visit vision2030.gov.jm. And now for our glimpse of Jamaica.
The peacock spread. In them long time days, like on in the 60s, 70s or so, when the peacock spread used to run the place. So you find, you know, just like a comforter around the place now, them time they are peacock spread. So when anybody will go foreign, them always tell us, bring back a peacock spread for me, Wilder Brown from Longsville Park.
You too can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica. Email glimpses at jis.gov.jm or call 926-359024. That brings us to the end of today's program. With studio engineer Andre Soyes, I'm Casita Irving. Thanks for your company.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.